Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in your OCR GCSE psychology course, criminal psychology. Whether you find this topic genuinely gripping or you're just here to nail your exam, by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to pick up marks confidently. We're going to cover Eysenck's theory of criminal personality, social learning theory, and how it explains criminal behavior, the two key studies you absolutely must know. That's Cooper and Mackey from 1986 and Heaven from 1996. And then we'll hit your exam tips, common mistakes, a quick-fire quiz, and a summary to lock it all in. So grab your revision notes, maybe a highlighter, and let's get started. Let's begin with Eysenck's theory of criminal personality. Hans Eysenck was a British psychologist who proposed that criminal behavior has a biological basis. His argument was that certain personality types are more predisposed to crime because of the way their nervous systems are wired, and crucially, this is something they are born with, not something they choose. Eysenck identified three personality dimensions. The first is extroversion. That's E for short. High extroverts have an under-aroused nervous system, which means they constantly seek stimulation and thrills. They're impulsive, sociable, and take risks. In a criminal context, this thrill-seeking behavior can lead to law-breaking simply for the excitement it provides. The second dimension is neuroticism. That's N. High scorers on neuroticism are emotionally unstable, anxious, and overreactive. Their nervous systems respond too intensely to stress, making them volatile and difficult to condition through normal social learning. This means they struggle to learn from punishment in the way most people do. The third dimension, and this is the one students most often forget, is psychoticism. That's P. High psychoticism scorers are cold, aggressive, egocentric, and antisocial. They show little empathy and disregard for others. Eysenck added this dimension later in his career. Now here's the crucial exam point. Eysenck argued that individuals who score high on all three dimensions, high E, high N, and high P, are the most likely to engage in criminal behavior. The reason is that their nervous systems make them very difficult to socialize. Normal conditioning, the process by which we learn right from wrong through reward and punishment, simply doesn't work as effectively on them. This is a biological determinist theory. Eysenck believed that personality, and therefore criminal tendency, is largely inherited. This is important for your evaluation. It raises questions about free will and whether it's fair to hold someone responsible for behavior that may be biologically driven. Now let's move to social learning theory, or SLT. This is a very different explanation. Where Eysenck looks inward to biology, SLT looks outward to the environment. The key psychologist here is Albert Bandura, and his theory proposes that criminal behavior is learned by observing and imitating role models. There are four stages to SLT, and you need to know all four. Think of the acronym ARM: attention, retention, reproduction, motivation. Attention. The observer must first pay attention to the role model's behavior. If a young person watches an older sibling commit a crime, they attend to that behavior. Attention. The behavior is stored in memory as a mental representation, an image or a verbal description that can be recalled later. Reproduction. The observer must have the physical and cognitive ability to reproduce the behavior. They attempt to copy what they observed. Motivation. This is where vicarious reinforcement comes in. If the observer saw the role model being rewarded for the criminal behavior, perhaps gaining money, status, or peer approval, they are motivated to reproduce it themselves. They don't need to be directly rewarded. Seeing someone else rewarded is enough. This is why SLT is so relevant to debates about media violence and crime. If young people repeatedly observe criminal behavior being rewarded in video games, films, or their immediate social environment, SLT predicts they are more likely to imitate it. Now let's look at the two key studies. First, Cooper and Mackey, 1986. This was a laboratory experiment that investigated whether playing violent video games increased aggression in children. The participants were children aged around 9 to 11 years old. They were randomly assigned to one of three conditions: playing a violent video game called Missile Command, playing a nonviolent video game, or playing with a toy. After the activity, aggression was measured using a free play observation. Researchers recorded how aggressively the children played with available toys, including a Bobo doll. The results showed that girls who had played the violent video game displayed significantly more aggressive play than girls in the other conditions. Interestingly, this effect was not found for boys. The conclusion was that violent video games can increase aggression, particularly in girls, which supports the SLT idea that observing aggressive behavior can lead to its reproduction. Now for Heaven, 1996. This study used a correlational design and investigated the relationship between personality traits, specifically iSync's dimensions, and self-reported delinquency in a sample of Australian adolescents. Heaven found that high scores on psychoticism were positively correlated with self-reported delinquency. This supports iSync's theory. However, and this is crucial, Heaven found that self-esteem was not significantly correlated with delinquency. This is a common exam trap. Candidates often confuse which variable was and wasn't significant. Remember, psychoticism, yes, self-esteem, no. Right, let's talk exam technique. Your OCR paper will use specific command words, and you need to respond to each one differently. When you see describe, you need to state two developed features with supporting detail. Don't evaluate, just describe accurately. When you see explain, you must apply the theory or concept to the specific scenario given. Examiners award marks for application, so at least half your answer should reference the specific details of the scenario: the character's name, their situation, their behavior. Generic answers that could apply to anyone will not reach the top marks. When you see evaluate, use grave. That's generalizability, reliability, application, validity, ethics. But here's the key. Every grave point must be contextualized to the specific study. Don't just say the study lacked validity. Say Cooper and Mackey's study lacked ecological validity because the laboratory setting was artificial and the Bobo doll may not reflect real-world aggression. For the 13-mark discuss question, allocate around 15 minutes. You need a balanced argument. Biological explanations on one side, social and environmental explanations on the other, and a clear conclusion that makes a judgment. Examiners credit responses that juxtapose biological determinism against social environmental factors. Now, the most common mistakes: number one, confusing Heaven's findings. Psychoticism correlated with delinquency. Self-esteem did not get that the right way round. Number two, describing Cooper and Mackey's procedure without linking it to the aim or conclusion. Always connect what they did to what they found and what that means. Number three, giving generic evaluation. It was unethical gets you nothing. Cooper and Mackey may have breached the BPS guideline of protection from harm, as exposing children to violent video games could have caused psychological distress. That gets you marks. Number four, conflating iSync's biological theory with social upbringing. iSync is about biology and inherited nervous system traits. SLT is about environment and observation. Keep them separate. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What are iSync's three personality dimensions? Extroversion, neuroticism, and psychoticism. Question 2. What does the R in ARM stand for in SLT? Retention, storing the behavior in memory. Question 3. In Cooper and Mackey 1986, which group showed increased aggression after playing violent video games? Girls. Question 4. What did Heaven 1996 find about self-esteem and delinquency? There was no significant correlation between self-esteem and delinquency. Question 5. What does Graves stand for? Generalizability, reliability, application, validity, ethics. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review the ones you missed. That's exactly what retrieval practice is for. Let's wrap up. Criminal psychology in OCR GCSE psychology asks you to understand two competing explanations for criminal behavior. iSync's theory says crime is biologically driven. Inherited personality traits like high extroversion, neuroticism, and psychoticism make some individuals harder to socialize and more prone to offending. Social learning theory says crime is environmentally driven. We learn criminal behavior by observing role models and being vicariously reinforced. The two key studies are Cooper and Mackey 1986, which supports SLT by showing that violent video games increase aggression in girls, and Heaven 1996, which supports iSync by showing that psychoticism correlates with self-reported delinquency. In your exam, always apply theories to scenarios, always contextualize your grave evaluations, and always reach a conclusion in your 13-mark answers. You've got this. Good luck. And keep revising.